This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the greatest election confrontation of this year, of 2021, is going to take place in California. And it's taking place in California in, what is it, 3 weeks now. It's September 14th is the big recall election. And it is increasingly looking like a duel between a rising Republican and a rapidly sinking Democrat. The rising Republican is named Larry Elder. Though I do want to say that any Republican that you vote for, anybody that you vote for as an alternative to Gavin Newsom, is going to help to throw him out of office. Because the first election, before you have any count as to whether it's going to be Kevin Faulkner or whether it's going to be Caitlyn Jenner or whether it's going to be Larry Elder that you're going to vote for, the 46 candidates. Yes, there are 46 candidates. Doesn't matter. What that matters about that is who of those 46 other candidates gets to replace Gavin Newsom. The key vote is going out and voting no on this particular governor of California. And that is going to be a very close race, but one where emphatically people on the right can win and should win. We'll be talking about that with Kevin Williamson of National Review about what's at stake and why it is that the closeness of this election has surprised everybody. And he gives a lot of credit to Larry Elder, who, of course, has emerged as the main rival, the main competition to the sitting Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom. Okay, there are a couple of things that are just breaking news that I do want to get to that have today to do with what we were just talking about with, I think his name was John, right, in Lacey, Washington, who had called in basically to suggest that, yes, maybe the people who are being prosecuted are political prisoners and people who are being prosecuted for having raided the Capitol building and basically caused a destructive riot that destroyed a lot of property, injured a lot of people in Washington, D.C., in our temple of democracy, the Capitol building of the United States. Today, first of all, there is the source of that much discussed reality of people leaving feces, urine in hallways and offices during the mobbing of U.S. Capitol. The original source for that is the New York Post, which is the most conservative major newspaper in the United States. And they write in January 8th, they turned the U.S. Capitol into a crap house. Some invading rioters defiled the hallowed seat of democracy with their dung in their ill-fated effort to overturn the election. Congressional staffers saw feces in the hallways, a source said Friday. The vile vandals apparently took dumps in bathrooms and then spread around their poop. It came from the bathroom, and they tracked it around, the source said. There was an intentional effort to degrade the Capitol building. Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, of Brooklyn, also reported that some members of the mob urinated on the floors during the rampage. There was urine, there was clear destruction, he told WNYC on Thursday. Jeffries said that Steny Hoyer, Democrat in Maryland, had a poster board memorial tribute to late civil rights icon John Lewis on the wall of his office. That was missing. It was an arena where protesters had clearly penetrated, Jeffrey said. Authorities are trying to get to the bottom of who stormed the Capitol and caused widespread vandalism, breaking windows and damaging property as they infiltrated offices and posed for selfies. And then today, There's more. There is also the Capitol police officer who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th riot. The police officer who shot her acted lawfully, police said. The U.S. Capitol Police today, this is the Washington Post, said its investigation found the officer, who is not being identified for his personal safety, potentially saved members and staff from serious injury and possible death from a large crowd of rioters who forced their way into the U.S. Capitol and to the House chamber, where members and staff were steps away. The officer, who has received death threats for his actions, will not be facing any internal discipline, the police said. Okay? And then there is this, in fairness. The FBI, according to Reuters, and this again breaking news today, the FBI finds scant evidence U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated, though federal officials have arrested more than 570 alleged participants. The FBI at this point believes the violence was not centrally coordinated by far-right groups or prominent supporters of then-President Donald Trump, according to the sources, who have been either directly involved in or briefed regularly on the wide-ranging investigations. 90 to 95% of these are one-off cases, said a former senior law enforcement official with knowledge of the investigation. Then you have 5% maybe of these militia groups that were more closely organized. But there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all of these people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. Okay, which is one of the reasons, it seems to me, it is appropriate to continue the process of investigation, prosecution, and ultimately trial. Because what it sounds like is that they're not about to prosecute people for conspiracy for the most part, but for the property damage and assault on an officer of the law, which is a serious matter, and the entire matter will proceed. The one area where I do agree with John in Lacey is I think that I do not believe the line that this was a threat to the existence of American democracy, that we came this close to seeing our democracy destroyed on January 6th. I think that's exaggerated. It's not true. It's impossible to sketch out a scenario. It's certainly impossible to sketch out a scenario where democracy looked bad, where this made our country a humiliation and a laughingstock, as, by the way, I think some of Joe Biden's handling of the matter in Afghanistan has also had that impact and has made America look terribly bad and disgraced in the eyes of the world. But to have the President of the United States, and he was President of the United States, basically encouraging people to confront the Congress, and when that turns violent, and no, I don't believe it was President Trump's desire for it to turn violent. It didn't work out well for President Trump, did it? None of it worked out. And do I think it was a disgrace? Yeah, I do. Do I believe it was a threat to the existence of the United States or to the functioning of our democracy? No, I don't. Simply because it is impossible for anyone to sketch out a scenario where it would have actually worked out to the benefit of the rioters. Now, what does that mean? That means that the desire for more and more and more and more investigations, I think investigations are necessary. They are proceeding. I know that the select committee in the House that they couldn't agree on the membership of because Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept the appointment of Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. Okay, all of that is going forward. And it will be very, very much to the benefit of the United States of America when this matter is settled and we no longer have to have these arguments so bitterly and perpetually. Coming up, we'll be talking to Kevin Williamson about Gavin versus Larry. Yes, that would be Newsom versus Elder, and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, glad to welcome and proud to welcome a new sponsor to our show. It's a product called Balance 7, which is a wholesome dietary supplement, and it's an alkalizer concentrate that gives you seven benefits to balance the pH concentrate in your body. The benefits include more energy, an optimize that pH balance, help with weight loss if you're working on weight loss, while detoxing your body and relieving heartburn and acid, and it aids in digestion as well. I started using it, And it's actually pretty cool, particularly in terms of comfort and sleep and digestive issues and heartburn. I think this stuff really works. And right now, if you go to balance7.com and you use the code MichaelMedved at checkout, you receive a free 4-ounce bottle of a product made by the same folks. It's called My Smooth Skin. Now, I can't say I've used this yet, nor have I ever been particularly proud of My Smooth Skin. My wife, however, she is. And with any purchase of Balance 7 products, you get this bottle of My Smooth Skin. It retails regularly at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order when you use the checkout code MichaelMedved. Get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH concentrate. I know you will. Balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7. .com. President Biden is trying to regain his balance. He's plummeting in the polls. He's had a series of less than effective speeches and explanations and defenses of what really is indefensible incompetence. I don't think it's any kind of plot or desire to destroy or weaken America. He wants to succeed like politicians do. But it's tough for him to succeed when what is happening and unfolding on the ground is just so painful and embarrassing to watch, and that includes some of the interviews with the president. He took over the weekend questions about the withdrawal from Ed O'Keefe of CBS during a press opportunity during the weekend. Listen, 7A.
Because the United States is now negotiating with the Taliban over airport access and such, do you now trust them? And then a question on the public response. A new poll out today shows Americans wanted to withdraw from Afghanistan, but they disapprove of the way you've handled it. Poll also found that based in part on what's transpired in the last week, a majority of Americans, and forgive me, I'm just the messenger, no longer consider you to be competent, focused, or effective in the job.
I haven't seen that poll.
It's out there from CBS this morning. what would you say to those Americans who no longer believe that you're up to the job?
Okay, it's a real question, and here is the explanation.
I had a basic decision to make. I either withdraw America from a 20-year war that, depending on whose analysis you accept, cost us $150 million a day for 20 years or $300 million a day for 20 years, who, and I, you know, I carry this card to me every day, and who, in fact, where we lost 2,448 Americans dead and 20,722 wounded. Either increase the number of forces we keep there and keep that going, or I end the war. And I decided to end the war.
Okay. That had already been decided by President Trump. He'd already made an agreement, not a perfect agreement, but there was an agreement, and Biden decided to follow it. But he didn't say that. He then gets a follow-up question from Ed O'Keefe. Listen.
On the question of the Taliban, though, do you trust them now that you have to negotiate with them?
I don't trust anybody, including you. I love you, but you know, there's not a lot of people I trust. The Taliban has Taliban has to make a fundamental decision. Is the Taliban going to attempt to be able to unite and provide for the well-being of the people of Afghanistan, which no one group has ever done since before dealing for hundreds of years? And if it does, it's going to need everything from additional help in terms of economic assistance, trade, and a whole range of things. The Taliban has said, we'll see whether they mean it or not. They're seeking legitimacy. They're seeking legitimacy to determine whether or not they will be recognized by other countries. They have told other countries as well as us they don't want us to move our diplomatic presence completely. But they, so all this is all just talk now. All just talk now.
Okay. Today and over the weekend, for the most part, they did a somewhat better job at trying to focus on the job at hand, which is getting people home and getting them out of danger, including the people who helped us, who are Afghans, not just American citizens. Chris Wallace gave a very hard-hitting interview to the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, on Fox News, and he asked this pointed question, 11A, listen.
Here's another statement that the president made that was flat wrong. Take a look.
I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world. I've got the exact opposite thing is we're acting with dispatch. We're acting, committing to what we said we would do.
But Armin Laschet, the likely successor to German Chancellor Merkel, said this is the biggest debacle that NATO has seen since its foundation. And here is the chairman of the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colors they fly should be careful about criticizing those who have.
Mr. Secretary, does the president not know what's going on?
This is an incredibly emotional time for many of us, and including allies and partners who've been shoulder to shoulder with us in Afghanistan for 20 years at high cost to themselves as well as to us. They stood with us after 9/11, invoked Article 5 of NATO for the first time. An attack on one is an attack on all, and we've been there together.
Okay, you'll notice he says it's an emotional time. He basically, and you'll hear it, because he never answers the question. The fact is, President Biden was flat out wrong when he said our allies are support us in all of this. Leading voices among almost all of our allies have been highly critical for the way this was handled by the United States of America. We'll get to more of that, but first up we have Kevin Williamson on the confrontation in California, coming right up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense says it has evacuated approximately 42,000 people from Afghanistan since the end of July.
Within the last 24 hours, the total passenger count was approximately 16,000.
Speaking with reporters, Army Major General Hank Taylor noting refugees have been taken to temporary safe haven locations in Qatar, the UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval from the FDA. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodstock hailing the news.
This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic.
It's the first COVID vaccine to be approved by regulators. The vaccine has been given to millions of Americans under emergency use authorization since last December. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show. It is amazing, really, when you think about it, that the first big election of the Biden presidency, the first chance for people to actually vote on how they think things are going in the United States, and particularly in the state of California, is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It is September 14th. That is the time of the California recall election for Gavin Newsom. And Kevin Williamson wrote a great little piece, a couple of paragraphs, about why with Larry Elder you have almost the ideal opponent for Gavin Newsom. Why? Well, we have on the line, very pleased to see, Kevin Williamson of National Review. And Kevin, why is Larry Elder attack-proof for some of the usual attacks that Gavin Newsom would otherwise use?
Well, I'm not sure he's 100% attack-proof, but he'll be a sort of resistant to it because it's going to be hard for the San Francisco Democrats to say, well, this guy is the candidate of white supremacy and such when he is a black guy from South Central Los Angeles.
Yeah, and you mentioned something that I didn't know. I mean, I know something of Gavin Newsom's background and wealthy and owner of a winery. I didn't know where he had gone to high school. Now, Larry Elder, he talks about it. I went to Crenshaw High School.
Yeah.
Where did Gavin Newsom go to high school?
I won't even try to pronounce it because I don't speak French, but he went to a French language school in a private school in San Francisco. Where he was educated in French, which is great. I would love it if I had kids to do that for them. But, you know, it is one thing to be the class war anti-elite, anti-wealthy candidate. If you're a regular person, it's a whole different thing to be that person when your dad was legal counsel for Getty Oil and you went to private schools and you had Getty money behind you for your first business. And when you're the jerk from the French Laundry, that whole sorry episode. So it's going to it's going to be funny to watch a white guy named Gavin be the class warrior to a black guy from South Central.
Yeah, and I talked to Larry about this. Apparently, he would of course love to debate Gavin Newsom, but under the circumstances, the governor is not rushing to that possibility. Do you think if things look bad enough for him in the polls, he might do a Hail Mary and try to make his own case in statewide? Wouldn't that be a great confrontation to watch?
It would be amusing, yeah, certainly. But I think what they'll do with Elder is continue to try to Kavanaugh him, you know, and come up with strings of various kinds of wild and unprovable and unsubstantiated allegations that will be used to try to destroy him if he looks like too much of a threat.
Wait, you see, but the difficulty he has here is that if people decide they don't like Larry Elder, they still vote to remove Gavin Newsom if they vote for Kevin Faulkner or if they vote for Caitlyn Jenner or John Cox or any of the other people on the ballot. Because Larry doesn't need to get a majority or a plurality even of the total vote. He just has to have the most votes of the alternatives to Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, it's. I was a little bit surprised to see him that far ahead because he's famous, but he's not as famous as Caitlyn Jenner. And these things tend to run on name recognition and celebrity and those sorts of things. So it's something to see. You know, one of the things that's always interesting to me about California politics is the sort of Southern California versus Bay Area dynamic of the state. And I think there are probably a lot of people in Southern California who are getting a little tired of having San Francisco sort of, you know, lord it over them and treat them like some, you know, kind of backward province that just happens to be attached to the rest of the state.
Yeah, and again, when you have one former mayor of San Francisco who is governor and another former mayor of San Francisco who is senator, and she's 87 now, right?
Yeah.
Senator Feinstein. What's fascinating here is that there's so much at stake in this election. A number of people pointed out that, God willing, Senator Feinstein should be healthy. I don't wish her ill or anything like that. But anyone at her age, if Larry Elder is installed as the new governor, if Gavin Newsom loses the recall election, then he would have the ability while he serves, which would be until 2023, to appoint a new U.S. senator.
Yeah, I have
a change of balance in Washington.
Yeah, I would love to be the Republican senator from California. What a terrible job that would be in politics, but a sort of short-term job almost certainly. But it would be kind of a fun one to have maybe there for a little while. It would be one of the great ironies if developments in New York and California should be the Republican Party's saving grace in this time when they haven't exactly been covering themselves in glory for the last few years. So it'll be interesting to see, to watch and see what happens. I mean, the polls have suggested that Newsom probably will still squeeze by. It'll be embarrassingly close for him probably, but you know, polls are off sometimes and things don't always work out the way the polls predict. So it would be quite something to see Larry Elder elected governor of California. He would be the third one, though, with a third California governor that I can think of with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow. Well, there you go. With Reagan and Schwarzenegger. And both of whom, I know Schwarzenegger remains deeply, deeply controversial among California conservatives, but still, what he did was shake up the state. And certainly I think that would be true for Larry Elder, however briefly he serves. In terms of the other new Democratic governor who's coming in today, I think it is.
Yeah,
Kathy Hochul, the new governor of New York. She's a more formidable kind of candidate, don't you think, than Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, I think she's a more serious politician, probably. Newsom strikes me as being one of these guys who reminds me of people who were running for president from the time they were in college. I went to school in Austin. He seems like a very Austin kind of guy, which is sort of intellectually pretentious and unserious. Whereas, in some of the bigger cities where you've got more serious Democratic machine politics, you get a more serious breed of politician, I think. And I think that's what New York has right now.
And I said, well, it's also the idea that she's from Western New York. I mean, she's from the Buffalo area, Erie County.
Yeah.
And, by the way, did you get a chance to listen to the inspiring farewell address by Governor Cuomo today?
No, I try to keep my listening to Andrew Cuomo's voice at a minimum, if I can.
Oh, you'll love this.
In fact, I mostly don't watch television or get my news on broadcast. I'm a news reader. I get my news from newspapers and websites and stuff. So I'm actually not really even entirely sure what his voice sounds like, to be honest.
Oh, well, you have to give him. In fact, we will go to some of that. It's I don't think Andrew Cuomo will be deeply missed, but at least he comes across on one good issue. He distances himself from defund the police, as has his successor, by the way. But if they actually go through with having Andrea Ocasio-Cortez running for either senator or governor in New York, running for senator against Schumer, running for governor against Kathy Hochul, you can bet she'll be all for defunding or abolishing the police altogether. Kevin Williamson of National Review, always a pleasure talking to you. His piece on Gavin Newsom's 99 problems is posted at our website, michaelmedved.com.
On my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, even though our guest Kevin Williamson may not be familiar with Andrew Cuomo's voice, I think enough of you are familiar with it that you will be glad to bid it a fond farewell. He delivered his farewell speech, and after a series of further denials of any wrongdoing at all, and attacks on the Attorney General, Letitia James, who had been rumored to be a potential candidate against him for re-election. She may even be a candidate against Kathy Hochul, the incoming governor. Then Andrew Cuomo went directly to what sounded almost like a stump speech, going from one issue to another. Listen to clip 14.
Facts still matter. A firecracker can start a stampede, but at one point everyone looks around and says, why are we running? The truth is ultimately always revealed. The Attorney General's report was designed to be a political firecracker on an explosive topic, and it worked. There was a political and media stampede, but the truth will out in time. Of that, I am confident. Now, there are moments in life that test our character, that ask us, are we the person we believe we are, or are we the person we try to be at our best? You know me. I am a fighter. And my instinct is to fight this because it is unfair and unjust in my mind. But you also know that I love New York. And I serve you. That is the oath that I took. And in this moment, I believe the right thing is that my service come first.
Okay. Again, you'll notice he says this is unfair. He, of course, has said repeatedly that it's untrue. Though, again, I don't think anybody, when reading about some of the details of the accusations, it just makes you feel like you really need a shower and you need a break. And then you go back to another basic answer that has no connection to anything, because really the idea that he is a fighter and that he loves New York and he loves New York, and then he talks about all we did together when the rest of the nation put their head in the sand and denied science and played politics, we faced up to facts and made tough and necessary decisions, etc. So that's actually a little bit reminiscent of the exchange that we had begun, that I do think it's important that we finish. It's an exchange between Wallace, Chris Wallace, and Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, where he basically was talking very directly and forcefully about some of what President Biden had said that was not true about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And this is clip 11. And he asked him, does the president actually know what's been going on? And Blinken simply said, this is a very emotional time right now, which doesn't answer, does the president actually know what's going on? And then Secretary of State Blinken, who's a bright guy, basically just tried to obfuscate and listen to Chris Wallace calling him to account. This is clip 11B.
But I've got to tell you this, Chris. From the get-go, I've spent more time with our NATO partners in Brussels virtually from before the president made his decision to when he made his decision to every time since. We've been working very, very closely together. We've gotten the G7 together, NATO together, the UN Security Council together. We had 113 countries, thanks to our diplomacy, put out a clear understanding of the Taliban's requirements to let people leave the country.
Sir, respectfully, that look, I'm not questioning whether or not the allies have a right to complain. I'm not questioning whether or not al-Qaeda has a presence. The president said al-Qaeda is gone. It's not gone. The president said he's not heard any criticism from the allies. There's been a lot of criticism from the allies. Words matter, and the words of the president matter most.
And they are. And they do matter most. And again, this is something that Joe Biden has already done incalculable damage to the country with this decision and its handling. And he's also done, as all of the polling and all of the reaction, even from Democrats, shows. There's a piece in the New York Times that shows a large photograph of Joe Biden sort of biting his lip and looking down and looking broken, frankly. And the headline says, as Biden faces political crisis, the Democratic Party looks on in alarm. With President Biden facing a political crisis that has shaken his standing in his party, Democrats across the country are increasingly worried, they write, about their ability to maintain power in Washington as his administration struggles to defend its chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and staunch a resurgent pandemic that appeared to be waning only weeks ago. His approval rating on handling the pandemic is down, along with his approval rating in terms of Afghanistan, which, of course, is at a painful low. And this also turns up with his chief aides. Secretary Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, General, and by the way, a brilliant guy, and for Matt Gaetz to say that General Austin is the dumbest guy ever to serve in a U.S. cabinet, it's shameful and inappropriate. But he didn't have great answers for Martha Raddatz of ABC. She interviewed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and asked about the planning for the withdrawal. This is clip 8 coming up.
Nobody predicted that, you know, the government would fall in 11 days.
When you look at the planning, I mean, Joe Biden has said he wanted to get out of there for years and years. So it was probably pretty certain that he would say that. Do you believe, as you look at it now, and the military loves to plan for the worst case, that the planning was acceptable and appropriate?
I do, based upon you know, the what we were looking at and the inputs to the plan. But I think you have to go back and look at what the administration inherited. I mean, we came in and we were faced with a May 1 deadline to have all forces out of the country. This deal had been struck with the Taliban, and so he had to very rapidly go through a detailed assessment and look at all options in terms of what you know, what he could do. And none of those options were good options.
Okay, but what he's ignoring here is he already made the decision not to hold to the May 1 deadline. And they say, well, the Taliban had already violated the agreement, so they weren't bound by the agreement. And certainly they weren't bound by the agreement after the U.S. broke it. And the notion of trying to blame this on someone else, trying to basically put the blame elsewhere. Remember, I think it was Biden himself who had quoted Harry Truman, the buck stops with me. And it's just a better look and a more effective way to respond than this perspective. There's so much more, and there is big news today about the COVID-19 vaccine, the news that it is fully approved now by the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the Pfizer vaccine, at least. And then that probably means that the increase in people getting vaccinated is going to continue. And is that a good thing? Heather McDonald wrote a terrific piece, very sophisticated and very subtle in terms of back and forth, one side, another side, about the vaccines and about the whole idea of vaccine mandates, which is not the same as supporting the vaccines generally. We will be speaking to Heather McDonald coming up. We'll also talk to her. She wrote the book, The War on Cops, about has that war on cops resulted in letting a lot of people out of jail? We have a decarceration rate, the lowest incarceration rate that we've had in 25 years. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.